Hello.
Hello. All right. So we're speaking with Seth Chrisman, who with the John Cage Trust is performing at Groundswell Saturday, September 19th at the Alana State Historic Site. A piece called Branches, is it?
That's right. It's called Branches. It was written in
1976. Oh, and it's a piece by a composition by John Cage.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about the composition? The history is from the 80s or the 90s?
The score was published in 1976, and it's a very open-ended score. Child of Tree, it's kind of a continuation of Child of Tree, which was for solo amplified plant materials, and Branches is kind of, it can be for solo, duet, trio, or orchestra. So any number of people can perform using amplified plant materials, and it's basically a set of instructions that you choose instruments, and the I Ching then determines when and for how long you play those instruments. Otherwise, it's very much up to the performers what they do with them.
And why did you choose this piece for this location, I guess, at the Alana State Historic Site and this event?
Well, the site that we'll be performing at is very much in the Branches, literally. And so I thought it would be a nice way to, a nice piece to perform at Alana. And we'll also be using lots of plant materials that are gathered on site. So I thought that would be a fun way to make it sort of site specific to Alana.
You're picking branches from the property that are you cutting new branches, or are you picking different stages of decayed branches, or
we'll keep it to decayed branches, things that we can find on the ground, including pine cones, acorns, kind of dead leaves, anything that we can find on the ground.
And you're going to pick the branches the day of the show, or have you already gone to Alana and you have your instruments already assembled?
I've gone there to kind of see what's around. We haven't chosen all of the instruments yet. I'll also be bringing some other items that aren't found there, but I want to mostly keep it to instruments that we find at Olano the coming week beforehand, but also be bringing a cactus that I'll put a contact mic on and some driftwood that I found along the Hudson, all stuff that I've acquired pretty recently for this specific performance.
And why are you bringing a cactus, for instance?
Well, in Cage used a cactus in Child of Tree, and he mentions that specifically in the score. And it's a really beautiful sound when you put a contact microphone onto the barrel cactus in particular. It's almost sounds pitched when you pluck the different spines. So I thought it would be nice to keep that instrument kind of consistent, since it has been used in many of the performances of Branches that I've seen and heard.
And the spines all are in different keys. Does it sound differently? How long does it take to learn how to play a cactus too?
Oh, it's not entirely like in a chromatic scale, of course, but it's amazing the variety of sounds that one can get just by kind of running one's fingers along the spines. And it's interesting because you never quite, depending upon where you pluck it, you never quite know what it's going to sound like, even the same spine.
And I don't think you can hear it through the Skype infrastructure that we're currently employing, but we're playing a rehearsal track that you made behind us here. Can you explain how that went or what we're hearing?
Oh, yes. So for that, I kind of recorded a solo rehearsal using some of the instruments that I have found. And then this particular score, that performance score that I created for it, there was driftwood, the cactus, stones, pine cones, and some kind of spiny seeds that I found along the Hudson that are used. And so there are different parts during which the I Ching determined that I'd say, I'd play driftwood for 2 minutes and just driftwood. And then in the second part, I played cactus, stones, and pine cones in a 2 minute increment. And then I had 4 minutes where I just played the seeds. So it's nice to kind of have that construct of time, but the rest, what you do with that time and those instruments, is up to the performer.
And is this something that you do regularly in your artistic practice, performing with plant material?
I have before. I have used pine cones and stones on some recordings before, sort of influenced by Cage and this particular piece. But this is the first time that I have performed somebody else's work, like according to a score. So it's exciting.
And we should mention that we're talking to Seth Chrisman, who's going to be at Groundswell Saturday, September 19th at the Alana State Historic Site. And Seth, you're in the area. You work at Bard or teach at Bard? What do you do at Bard?
I work at the Fisher Center for Performing Arts. I'm a sound engineer there.
And what other kinds of performances and installations do you do? Is this a normal kind of thing that you would do, or is this out of the ordinary for you?
It's only out of the ordinary in that I'm performing somebody else's work, but I have performed it sort of outdoor settings before. And I have, I didn't mention, but since there isn't electricity at Olana, since we're amplifying plant materials, I have a battery-powered mixer and a small FM transmitter and some battery-powered radios that will be kind of serving as the PA. So we'll hang the radios in the tree. So I've done stuff with FM transmitters before as well. And then I also kind of play more traditional instruments in a variety of settings. So yeah, kind of a range of projects, but I've never done something quite like this, performing somebody else's work and implementing FM technology. It'll be fun.
And do you, you said you're in the woods along the path? The path kind of winds around the hill at the top of the site there where the Alana State Historic Site is. Where exactly you are, or can you help tell someone that might be wandering around where you are?
So we will be, I think we're the second to last site if you're kind of going by number. And we will be by the house. So there's a view of the house as the trail sort of winds down. And that's where our site is. And then so we're kind of in an open grassy area, and behind the trail where people will be walking will be the radio, so they can hear the amplified plant materials from there.
And are you going to be performing just the entire time, or stopping and starting, or letting?
So,
what's the?
Since the performance can be in increments of 8 minutes, and I have a total of, there are going to be two sort of trio versions of branches. So at 1 p.m., myself, Laura Kuhn, who's the executive director of the John Cage Trust, and my friend Andrew Weathers, who's a composer who happens to be visiting from Oakland, California at the time, we will be doing a performance of branches, 40 minutes, starting at 1 p.m., and then I will play back that recording until 3 p.m. after our performance has finished, so people who happen to be wandering through then can hear what we did and look at the instruments, and then there will be a performance at 3 p.m. with myself, Emmy Martin, who works at the John Cage Trust as well, and my friend Nathan McLaughlin, who I collaborate with in other projects, and he lives in Hudson.
And so that's 1 and 3 o'clock are the main times. If people really want to see this live, they should try to find you on the path then.
Exactly. We'll be performing from about 1:40 to 1:40 and 3 to 3:40, and then between then, we'll just be playing back recordings of what we have performed, and people can take a look at the instruments and listen.
And we've been interviewing many of the artists that are performing or are showing at Groundswell, and it seems like the common link between pieces is that many are slightly affected by the weather. I guess yours will be more affected by the weather beforehand, like if it rains the night before and the branches are wet.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll be. It does make a difference, especially with the wood and the leaves. So that's a nice kind of area of variety.
Otherwise, the weather won't affect your performance that much?
Otherwise not, I suspect. Just the instruments and I guess the electromagnetic
field, spectrum. Yeah. Surrounding the Alana State Historic Site. Anything else that you wanted to mention about this project, or can you tell us a website people can go to find out more about your work?
My personal website is sethchrisman.com, and it kind of links to recordings that I have done in the past and upcoming performances. And the website for the John Cage Trust is johncage.org, and you can find all sorts of information about his scores and visual work and writings there.
All right. Again, we've been talking with Seth Chrisman, who, along with the John Cage Trust, will be one of the performers at Groundswell at the Alana State Historic Site Saturday, September 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. You can go online to the Alana State Historic Site website or Wave Farm or WGXC's website for more information. All right, Seth, did we leave anything else out?
I think that's everything. Thank you so much for having me on the radio.
All right, we'll see you next week at Groundswell.